If you're a real estate investor, or maybe you've thought about being a real estate investor, maybe you are a wholesaler of real estate deals and contracts, and you've like really wanted to stay in the deal but couldn't because you didn't have the money. Well, don't go anywhere, because I'm getting ready to plug you into the money right now. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Private Money Podcast, Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm excited that you are here because we're about ready to have another amazing episode and show today. If you have been following the show for any length of time, you know that we have amazing guests and experts come on the show. And today is no exception to that. In fact, today I've got a very, very special guest and dear friend that's going to be talking with us about how to leverage your social media as it relates to real estate investing. But before I introduce my friend and expert, I've got a free gift for you for just being here and listening to the show. And that is, I just released my brand new book. I'm Jay Connor, known as the Private Money Authority. I just released my brand new book called Where to Get the Money Now, How and Where to Get Money for Your Real Estate Deals Without Relying on Traditional or Hard Money Lenders. And this book is free for you just for the asking. Just simply cover delivery and shipping, and we'll rush it right out to you. What this book will do for you is show you how to never miss out on a deal or stay in a real estate deal without relying on banks or any kind of traditional funding. It'll show you the step-by-step methods that I have been using since 2009 to get funding for my deals, and I've never missed out. In this world of private money, you set the rules. You set the interest rate. It's a phenomenal way to have funding, and you'll never miss out. So simply to get your free book, go over to www.jayconner.com/book, B-O-O-K. That's www.jayconner.com/book, B-O-O-K. And we'll rush that book right out to you. Well, my guest today is a very, very dear friend. In addition to that, he's been in real estate and in the real estate investing industry all the way back since 2013. And quite frankly, he's been a part of hundreds of deals as a marketing director. That's right. Working with real estate investors on how to get more deals coming into their lap, right? Well, he's the owner of a company called Color Media and also REI.video. Now, my guest focuses his services on active and helping active real estate investors and real estate influencers that are providing content marketing. So primarily video content and podcasting is what my guest focuses on. Now, his company, REI.video services, those who film their video content but need some editing done. His company also services those who need a more like white glove approach, including content production, copywriting, and distribution. Now, my guest has got two podcasts, not one, but two podcasts that will educate you on content marketing and real estate marketing. So the Content Marketing Playbook and the REI Marketing Weekly, those are the podcasts. The Content Marketing Playbook and the REI Marketing Weekly can both be found on any podcast platform. With that, I want to welcome to the show my dear friend and marketing guru, Josh Culler. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the show.
Jay, the energy is incredible. I always love talking with you. Just like, I just feel so much happier when I'm here with you. So,
man, that's my job. Man, it's good to be on. Bring the joy, man. Bring the joy, right?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. You do a stellar job of it.
That's awesome, Josh. Well, look, Josh, why don't you take a moment and tell our audience how it is that you got into real estate? What's your background story? And how are you qualified to do what you do?
So yeah, long story short, you know, you gave an incredible introduction for me there, and I appreciate that. So like you said, I've been in real estate for, you know, going on, you know, close to 8-9 years now, since early 2013. The funny thing, Jay, is that like when I got started in this industry, you know, Gary Harper, he's the one who brought me in and actually started training me. And I'm only 27 right now. So do the math. Like I was really, really young when I got into this. And that's an incredible blessing, but I've always had a mind for marketing and being creative and doing video work and graphic design, stuff like that. And so Gary just kind of pushed me into that role and said, "Hey, I want you to do this marketing role. It's a position that needs to be filled, and I'm willing to help you and train you, give you any resources that you need for it." And so I got pushed in that role and really started learning everything. Now, here's the thing. In that era, when I got started in that, we were doing zero acquisitions marketing, absolutely none. All the marketing we were doing was dispo marketing, dispositions marketing, which meant, you know, selling the houses. So we were a wholesaling company. And I remember time and time again, we had a list of spreadsheet of deals that we had under contract. And it was more times than not, no less than 30, 40 deals that we had on that spreadsheet. And we were just trying to dispo. So all the marketing we were doing was building cash buyers lists and getting in touch with landlords, people that were, you know, working for people that had assets that they were looking to acquire even more. Cause the areas that we were in the Midwest, it's all great turnkey rental markets and that kind of thing. So that is kind of how it got started. And so we started mastering that, got really good at dispositions marketing. You know, on the acquisition side, you can snap your fingers, get a deal from HUD. Jay, you remember those days, those wonderful, wonderful days of being able to just pick up a deal at any given time that you wanted to. And then right around 2016-ish, late 2016, going into 2017, it kind of flipped over. And I remember almost overnight, the acquisitions department, we still call them the acquisitions department. They were the people that just placed bids on HUD. The manager came up to our office and said, "There's no more deals on HUD. What do we do?" And me and Gary looked at each other like, I guess we got to start marketing to get motivated sellers. So we started digging into that and figuring out what that process looked like. And so we started getting really, really good at that. 2017, we did about 300 wholesale deals in that. And that's kind of like how I got my grounds in that era. So kind of fast forwarding it now, what I focus on, I've pulled out of the actual active real estate investing game at that point and focused on what we're really, really good at, which is content marketing. And so, you know, you believe in content marketing, you have a podcast here, you do videos, you do audio and all that kind of stuff, social media. And that's what we focus on. So obviously like our core niche is with real estate influencers, people that are educators, they've got programs to teach people how to do real estate, but we do also work heavily with active investors. And so a lot of that has focus around social media with video content. And I'm not going to have to preach here, hopefully, Jay, about how important video content is. But that goes to your website, social media, Google My Business, all that stuff. And so that's where I've gotten the grounds for it at this point, and that's what we focus on. But I think that answers your question, Jay. If not, then feel free to steer me in the right direction.
No, that's a great background and overview. So let's go ahead and answer this question. You know, most real estate investors do marketing that is quantifiable, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I spend and invest X number of dollars on a direct mail campaign and I get so much percentage response. I know what my conversion is. So I know I spent X number of dollars to acquire a customer on that direct mail campaign. I'm doing, you know, outbound calling. I'm doing texting. I'm doing Facebook ads that are paid ads. So all these things that I pay money out. Well, let me just say, first of all, Mr. and Ms. Real Estate Investor that's listening here to the podcast, if you're not measuring what your cost per lead and your cost per conversion are, then we need to have another conversation about that, right? So most know what am I getting for what I'm investing. So before we really start drilling down on the different ways that you can use social media to really bring more money to the bottom line as a real estate investor, when it comes to content marketing, how can we quantify and measure its results?
That's an incredibly good question. Quantifying content, it's all dependent on the way you look at marketing. There's hundreds of silos inside of marketing, right? You mentioned four or five of them. There's direct mail, text blasting, cold calling, voicemails, and there's just so many different ways, methods to market. And yes, you absolutely should be tracking every single one of those marketing channels. When it comes to content marketing, it's a totally different ballgame. This is where understanding the differences is really key. One of my good buddies, Trevor Mock, he is the CEO of Carrot. If you guys are familiar with Investor Carrot, I've never met a single investor that doesn't know of Carrot, that either doesn't have a Carrot site, has had one, or knows of them. So hopefully you do.
I got three of them right now.
Yeah, three of them.
For 15 years.
Yeah. So exactly. They're really, really good websites to have as a real estate investor. And I got some tips on those if we want to dive into it. But I was actually on his podcast, the Carrot Cast, and we were talking about this topic of content marketing. And the way he analogizes it is really, really good. So it's hunting versus fishing. So when you're putting out direct mail is kind of like a little bit of a borderline one, but especially text blasting, cold calling. Think of it this way. You are literally hunting for these leads, because how many times have you been hung up on or gotten a text, you know, response, or absolutely no response, but I got a response saying, take me off your effing list and stuff like that. Like that's all because you're hitting people that you're just crossing your fingers and hoping that they're motivated, right? You're hoping that you're blanketing enough to actually get a lead, somebody that wants to sell a house, that's motivated to sell a house. Now, I'm not saying don't do that. You absolutely need to do that. That works really, really well for a lot of people. We're talking about the differences between that and what content is, though. Content, on the other hand, is fishing. You can take for instance, if you put a piece of content out, you put a video on your website, you put a video on Facebook about why you should sell your house to a wholesaler, a real estate investor, or that what is the difference between a real estate agent and a real estate investor, and you put a video out of that. What you're basically doing is putting a hook in the water to catch a fish. And the more hooks you put in, you don't have to go tend to those. Unlike hunting, you have to literally be, you know, walking around and looking for the deal. Whereas with this, you're actually putting these hooks and these lines in the water. And then if one bites, well, you can run over to it and reel it in. And that's the difference there. And then you have this stream. So you have these hooks in the stream, and fish leads, motivated leads, are going by and catching on to your hooks, right? And so then you can bring those in. And that's the difference. And the ultimate goal for this is those fish that are hooking onto it, they're hungry. They are hungry, which means they're what? Motivated. And so with content marketing, it's, you have to think of the motivation. People are sitting at home in bed. Maybe a loved one just passed away. They inherited the property and they're sitting at home at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's keeping them up. And they're like, I just got this house and I inherited it. What in the world am I going to do with this thing? And it's not like now you're sending a text blast and that person gets that text campaign. And then the next morning they check in their mailbox. And then there's a yellow card from you that says, hey, sell your house to me. No, now they're going to go to Google and they're going to type in what to do with my inherited house. And if you don't have content out there that's timeless and relevant to their search, they are not going to find you in their motivated stage. Now, here's the important thing. Is that when they do go looking, they are highly motivated. You better be ready to capture that lead and get back in contact with them immediately, as soon as possible, especially during the day. If they go to your website and then they call a number off your website, you better be answering that live, or they're just going to move to the next person. Because the unfortunate thing about what we do as, you know, real estate investors, whether you're a wholesaler, you're acquiring deals, you're doing your own motivated seller marketing, is that it's kind of a commodity. Like we're wholesalers are a dime a dozen, guys. Like people know that they can just move on to the next person. And a lot of times sellers are smart now. They're just going to look for the person that's given them the highest offer. And that's what they're going to move forward with. And so you taking that live call is going to be so crucial to the efforts that you're doing with your content. And so all that to say is there's a difference. Advertising, I would throw into the category of, you know, that would be text blasting and cold calling. It's you doing interruption marketing to disrupt the pattern of somebody, you know, scrolling through Facebook, oh, an ad, or on their phone, oh, I just got a text blast from such and such wholesaler, as opposed to them having the motivation, going to the web and searching for a solution to their problem. So those are the key differences. So all that to say, Jay, is it's not one or the other, it's both. You have to absolutely do both of these strategies, and that's when you're ultimately going to come on top. So complementing having content marketing along with straight up advertising, that's going to be the perfect success formula if you're going to do motivated seller marketing. So hopefully I explained that well.
So tell me if I summarize correctly what we just said or what you just said. Direct response marketing, i.e. direct mail, outbound calling, texting, Facebook ads, that is direct marketing, hoping that someone's going to see my message that just happens to come across it. In addition to that, as you say, not in contrast, but we need both kinds. Have I got this correct? And that is, content marketing is for the purpose of being easy to be found when somebody is looking for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's totally true. So I'll give you an example in outside of the real estate world is, you know, you guys have seen these Pelotons everywhere. They're very, very popular now. Those stationary bikes that have incredible technology inside of them. And we've been thinking about getting them for a long time. Now, if Peloton decided 6 months ago to hit us with ads and maybe even send us cold calls or emails that they're marketing to us or whatnot, we weren't motivated at that point because we were going to the gym. I have a personal trainer. And so I don't need it, right? I'm not motivated to have a Peloton. Well, 2 weeks ago, we were in Colorado and we stopped at a little mall. And there was a Peloton shop there. And so I walked in, I'm like, you know what? I really like these things. I got to try it out. And I'm like, you know what? I'm probably going to try to do this. You know, I'm going to go get one now. I'm motivated to actually get one. So the lady gave me her card because they want to get credit for the store or whatever. If I purchased the Peloton, and I said, you know what? Obviously I'm not going to purchase it here. I'm from out of town. And so I'll just follow up with me. I'll get back with you. Well, sure enough, 2 days later, she follows up with me. She knows I'm motivated. She knows that I have interest in this Peloton and this bike, and she's got to hit me while it's hot. And so she follows up with me at that point and says, hey, are you still interested? Well, then, you know, and I didn't respond at that point because it was on a Sunday. But then throughout the rest of the afternoon, I start getting hit with ads from Peloton. Go figure, right? Like I started getting Facebook ads. I went to Google and I got, you know, some PPC ads, and that's when they decide to hit me. Well, it's smart on their part because now I'm motivated. So then what do? I go to the website and double check like, hey, is this confirmation that I actually want a Peloton? And so I started digging in a little bit, getting into the reviews and stuff like that. And then finally, sure enough, I'm like, all right, this is something I want to do. Well, they had a lot of content out there. They had a lot of training videos and how-to videos. Here's how you actually operate your Peloton. And here's the things you need to know before getting into it. Here's the shoes you want to use if you are going to, you know, actually be serious about this. And so I did all my fact finding and discovered, all right, I'm ready for this. And so I went and purchased one and, you know, obviously gave the store credit or whatever. So I was in my motivated state at that point, not 6 months ago when if they did hit me, it would have been like, all right, delete email, or I just don't care. I'm not going to be interested in these ads that I'm getting hit with on Facebook because I'm just not in the motivation for it. So it's all about the state of mind and the situation where somebody is. And that's why people tell you all the time, follow up, follow up, follow up. You know, a really big thing is follow up, or hitting them with, you know, six different mail campaigns over the course of a year or whatever. The reason is because you're hoping to hit them when they're motivated. That's when you're hoping to hit them is just by blanketing them that way. But with content, it's, you know, you have stuff out there already. It's pre-active. And when they're ready and they're motivated, they're going to go search for it. If they find your stuff, you have a lot more of a credibility and authority stance with them at that point. So
awesome. So I am a real estate investor right here in Eastern North Carolina. So let's say that I want to kickstart and launch my content marketing initiatives, either doing it myself or hiring you and your company to do it. What are some different strategies that could be employed to start using content marketing to where it would be, you know, beneficial?
The first thing I would say is, and this is definitely the easiest thing to start with, is video content. You know, I'll have a lot of people say like, yeah, but what about cameras and microphones and how do I script? Like, don't worry about that. Video, starting with video is definitely the easiest way to do this. And the more complex you make it, by the way, the worse it's going to be for you. So keep it as simple as you possibly can. That's the name of the game here. But the best thing to do would be to, topics wise, is you want to make sure you're shooting videos and putting content out there that's relevant to what your target demographic is looking for. So your target demographic is a motivated seller. Now, what I would do is categorize those motivated sellers. You have, you know, absentees, you have landlords that have properties that are vacant. Maybe you're doing driving for dollars and you have, you know, some leads for that. You have probates, you have all kinds of different scenarios and different motivations. Categorize what those are. Now, the next step would be to make sure you're creating topics for that. So what are the questions that people in these demographics are asking about selling a house? Take, for instance, you know, somebody that's an older lady who maybe she's a widow. She's in her late 90s and or early 90s or whatever. And she's just in a stage of life where she can't keep up the house anymore. She wants to move out. Right? You guys are probably familiar with this kind of scenario. Well, the best thing to do would be to educate that lady on what the next steps would be for her, or what the next steps would be to sell the house and how to make it as easy as possible. Because that's what's going to be the biggest factor for her. Price may not have anything to do with what she's looking for. Maybe she's had the house for 60 plus years and she, you know, paid it off 20 years ago and had a, you know, bought it dirt cheap or whatever. So you have a lot of different things that are working towards this. So you have to absolutely ask the questions that the sellers are asking the questions. So figure out like, what is Mary, 90-year-old Mary, what questions is she asking about selling her house? And then you shoot videos on that. Some of the biggest questions, if you actually go to Google keyword search and you look up sell my house, that term, sell my house, the next phrases that come up is, what is a real estate investor? What are the differences between a real estate investor and a realtor or a real estate agent? These are all things that you should be talking about and putting content out about, because these are the questions that people are going to ask you. So three good strategies for this is, number one, anytime you're on the phone with a seller or one of your team members, your acquisitions agent or whatever, anytime they're on a phone with a seller, every time a seller asks a question, write that down. There's a video topic for you. And then obviously another strategy would be for you to go back and think about like, okay, what are some of the more common questions that sellers are asking that I've experienced as well? And then third strategy is obviously to go to the web, go to, you know, answerthepublic.com or Google keyword search and figure out what people are searching in addition to sell my house, not sell your house, sell my house, because they're looking for sell my house. And that's the important thing, is to figure out what they're asking specifically. Put yourself in their shoes. And those are the video topics that you're shooting on. Now, the advantage of doing video is because when you do a video, you can move that into multiple. Jay, you know that this is my calling card, is that repurposing the content. And now if I shot a 4-minute video talking about what is a real estate investor, because people don't know what that is, guys. They think it's a suit on Wall Street or a sleazy slumlord that's literally like taking advantage of people. And if that's not you, it's your job to relay that to your target demographic. So if I do a 4-minute video on that topic, well, now I can transcribe that, clean up that transcription, put it into a written SEO rich blog or form or whatever you want to call it, throw that on your website. Now you have a whole nother piece of content that's going to reel people in. And so that's the easiest place to start, is with video, Jay. And don't overcomplicate it, guys. Like, use your cell phone if you have to. Make sure you're in a good environment. Make sure your environment, maybe you have a house that you have under contract, maybe have that behind you, and then just get it out. Like, this is what post-production is for. A lot of people, Jay, they worry about like, oh, I got to script the video, or I got to make sure that I, you know, get it right all the way through. No, you don't. Like, just talk, and then a video editor can come in behind you and clip out any dead space, any screw-ups that you have, and then put the video together for you, and boom, you don't have to worry about anything. So literally just open your phone, hit the record button, talk, stop recording, and then you're good to go. So that's the easiest way to get started, Jay. And even if people want to use Zoom, that's the easiest way to get started. Don't start off with going to Best Buy and buying a $4,000 Canon camera. You're going to get turned off immediately. You're not going to do it. That's my recommendation. So,
So what if I am a real estate investor and I know I really need this content marketing to like be everywhere, so when somebody's looking for me in my area, they're going to find me, but I don't want to do all that stuff. Can you, like, you and your team, like, just like make this happen and like make my life easy?
We can make your life easy, Jay.
Well, tell us how that works. I mean, so, I just want to like do as little as possible and like, you know, magic falls out of the clouds.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. I think before I jump into that, Jay, I think there's a really good point here to be taken. And that is Jay's a very intelligent, smart person, guys. You know this, you've been listening to his show. But Jay does not know everything. He doesn't know how to do everything. Contrary to belief, Jay does not know how to do everything. Josh doesn't know how to do everything. Right. I know about private money, but if I wanted to learn something, I would go to Jay and figure out how to do it or have somebody else do it on my behalf. Right. Like, this is where, like, in marketing, the reason I mentioned before, there's many, many silos is because you cannot put it on yourself to try to do everything yourself, especially inside of this world, because marketing is a whole different ballgame. Given the skills that you have to have in order to do it, the knowledge you have to have, the experience that you have to have, the testing and all that stuff. So delegate those things to people that are professionals that know how to do that. And I think that's a really good point that Jay brings up, is that he doesn't have to learn how to run a Facebook ad. He's got somebody that does that. He doesn't have to learn how to create a good video. He's got somebody, this podcast, Jay's just on here talking, guys. Jay does nothing but talk on the podcast. He's got a producer that makes it look all pretty and puts it together.
Oh, come on, Josh. Don't let the secret out of the bag.
But he's delegating that stuff, guys. And marketing is one of those silos inside a business that you have to delegate to the professionals, because you could lose a lot of money and go broke very quick, very, very quick, if you try to do everything yourself. So just keep that in mind. To answer your question then, so there's a few things that we work on. Obviously video content is the primary thing that we do, but we also do strategy sessions where I'll actually hop on a Zoom call with somebody for 2-3 hours. And we'll literally audit everything that you have going on inside of your marketing, not just content marketing, but all of your marketing as well. Look at your branding, look at the messaging that you have, any of the strategies, audit all that, audit your competition, figure out what makes sense for you to do as opposed to what somebody else is doing. And we go through all of that, create an entire marketing game plan for you. Inside of that is obviously content marketing, so doing videos and stuff like that. And then we give that back to you. And if you want help with the implementation, then we talk about it from there. We make those connections if you need a SEO person or a PPC person or whatever. But that's one of the things that we could do. So if somebody wanted to, you know, learn more about that, you can go to colormedia.com or just, you know, direct message me on any of the social media platforms, Color Media right there on the screen there. And yeah, you can learn more about it there. So
just to make sure everybody that's listening, that's Josh Culler, C-U-L-L-E-R, and his website is www.CullerMedia.com. So listen, folks, you know you need it. You know you need it. You need both sides of this equation, direct marketing. And for those people that are looking for us, I tell you something, folks, that I've learned over the years. When somebody is looking for me and my services, it's a whole lot easier to get the deal and the sale than me reaching out to them. And now we got to start, you know, the relationship. So Josh Culler and his team will take care of you from start to finish and just get it done for you. Again, that's www.CullerMedia.com. Josh and his team will take care of you. So Josh, I got a question for you that you do not know is coming. So let's have a little bit of fun for a quick second and we'll call this show a wrap. And here's the question. Josh Culler, you yourself, what is your superpower?
Oh man, I love this question. I actually think about this a lot because I always, Jay, like I always want to put myself in my business and my life, for that matter, in the best position I can to perform and do what like my God-given gifts are. So I believe that my superpower is, there's two things. First of all, it's human behavior. I don't know why. I could look at somebody, Jay, for 2 seconds and realize like I'm going to click really well with this person, or this is going to be somebody that's going to be problematic. So like I'm just really good at that. I've always been good at reading people, And hopefully, Jay, I mean, you could tell me if I'm wrong or not, but building relationships with people, I'm very focused on that. Which is kind of funny because I'm a little bit of an introvert a lot of times. Sometimes if you see me at a mastermind, like Jay and I are in Family Mastermind and Collective Genius together. And sometimes when I'm at a mastermind, like I just go straight back to my room after the meeting. I don't want to have lunch or I don't want to have dinner with anybody except for that one time you and I had dinner, Jay. but anyway, so I think it's that. I think it's human behavior. And then the second thing is problem solving. I have a really, really hard time. Let me think of it this way. With my wife, it's something, Jay, like in the many, many years that you and Carol Joy have been married, you probably give me this advice as well. And I've been given this advice many a times. Sometimes in marriage, just don't solve the problem. Like your wife just wants you to hear her out and not solve a problem. And I have a hard time doing that sometimes because I love solving problems so much. And I think that's why like the seat that I put myself in my business is where I'm thriving the most is because I can literally see a problem, sniff it out and then solve it immediately. Even if I don't solve it, I know somebody that can help me solve it. And that's where I think my superpower lies is and not getting to a point where I'm emotional or I'm too logical with solving a problem. You know, if I lose a client, I don't like freak out and start like going ballistic and losing my temper and stuff like that. I figure out like, okay, how do I solve this problem? What was the reason why this client left and how can I facilitate to make sure that this doesn't happen again? And I think that's where my superpower lies. I've had many people tell me like, you're really good at solving problems. And that's where I approach things as well. And it even goes to me asking the question why all the time. Like even growing up, I would always ask the question why. Like it could get me in trouble sometimes when in eighth grade when I'm in science class and the teacher's teaching us about Pluto and I raise my hand and ask, why are we learning about Pluto when I could be learning something else more useful? That can get you in trouble a lot of times. But with me, the way I learn is always asking why. You know, if somebody tells me, oh, you got to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning every morning. Why? Why do I have to wake up? I can do the same amount of work if I wake up at 8 and then work later in the night. You know what I'm saying? So asking why is a really big way for me to solve a problem as well. So I think those are the two things. It's human behavior and problem solving is superpower of mine.
Josh, thank you for agreeing to take your filter off for a moment.
So I love taking my filter off.
So now I know why you disappear at the end of every mastermind meeting. Where's Josh? I wanted to talk with Josh. He's like, he's upstairs.
Except for that one time that you, me, Carol Joy, and Jason went out at Family Mastermind, and I tried oysters for the very first time. They were great, guys. It's because of Jay.
You just learned one of my superpowers. One of my superpowers is influencing people to try something they've never tried before.
Persuasion and influence. That's right.
Josh, that's right. Thank you so much. There you have it, folks. Josh Culler, done for you for all of your content marketing at www.CullerMedia.com. And thank you, our viewers and listeners, for being here with us on another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. And here's taking your business to the next level. We'll see you right here on the next show. Bye for now.